In the 70s, the pop cultural cliche about the Los Angeles music scene used to be that it was the world headquarters for laid-back music, the center of self-indulgence, the place where soft rock acts like Linda Ronstadt, Jackson Browne, and the Eagles made their greatest hits. This was never really true. Any place that managed to nurture both Neil Young and Randy Newman can't be accused of being very laid back. And it became even less true in the early 80s when punk rock hit LA very hard. These days, no particular school of music dominates the pop scene in LA, but instead of being aimless, this makes the town more interesting than it's ever been. It's terrific, for example, that a city as consumed with show business could have yielded an act as casually non-showbiz as Green on Red. Green on Red is led by Dan Stewart and Chuck Prophet, whose idea of a good rock album is one that sounds as if it was recorded on the first take, with improvised melodies and lyrics. They make an art out of sloppiness. Green on Red's new album, called Here Come the Snakes, includes what I think may well be the best Rolling Stones ripoff I've ever heard, a song called Keith Can't Read. Another aggressively eclectic outfit is Thelonious Monster, led by lead singer Bob Forrest. Forrest grew up in Huntington Beach, an area that produced a number of notably crude hardcore punk bands a few years ago. Thelonious Monster's music is much more melodic than that, and Bob Forrest sings and writes as if part of what he's trying to do is react against both the mindless noise of a lot of hardcore and the straightforward sentiments of LA's establishment rock. Thelonious Monster has a sense of humor. Their debut album 3 years ago was entitled Baby, You're Bummin' My Life Out in a Supreme Fashion. And the band also has a sense of place, as you'll hear in this song, called Lena Horne Still Sings Stormy Weather. By far the most important new music coming out of the LA area is the rap music of newcomers like Eazy-E, Tone Loc, Ice-T, and most amazingly, the group called NWA. I played Tone Loc's Wild Thing here a few weeks ago. That song has sold more than 2 million copies, and its follow-up, Funky Cold Medina, is headed for number one. California rap music has been a long time coming, though. In the early 80s, I remember trying in vain to stir up interest in the New York school of rap when I wrote for an LA newspaper. People said that in a city where no one walks and everyone rides in cars, there was no street corner scene from which rap might emerge the way it did in New York. Well, as is now clear, Los Angeles car culture has finally inspired its own scene. In a rap called LA is the Place, NWA speaks to this point very directly. Check out the music as well as the rapping, and you'll pick up references to Randy Newman, The Beach Boys, and Grandmaster Flash. NWA and many of the new West Coast rappers come from Compton, a predominantly black city south of Watts. How convincing is their music? Well, just last week, a group of teenagers in Ohio was arrested for merely reciting a few radical NWA lyrics within earshot of some police officers. Times have changed, for sure. It's safe to say that nobody ever got arrested for singing a Linda Ronstadt hit.